Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Sorry, I'm sorry, Dr. Lewis. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello? I've been on since 1:30. Yes, I can hear you.
Great. Well, welcome to the show, and I just wanted to share with our radio listeners exactly everything that we're going to be talking about today. In reference to your organization, Lupus in Nevada,
yes,
and how we're helping others today who are suffering. How can we protect each other from what's going on today in the current crisis of the coronavirus?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I want to give you the floor so you can start sharing what you're doing as an organization, as a nonprofit in Las Vegas today.
Thank you. One of the things we are actually doing is having open communication with our people. And Lupus in Nevada, for those of you that don't know, we are a nonprofit and we have support group meetings. We have a variety of things that's going on. We've been in existence well over 17 years. And our discussions of lupus, with life with lupus, inflammatory process, autoimmunity, the cause of complex disorder, environmental factors, exposure to chemicals. And those are what's important to us. We define lupus as an autoimmune disease, which the medical resources have done so too. Lupus is a widespread and chronic autoimmune disease that, for unknown reasons, causes the immune system to attack the body's own tissue and organs, including the joints, kidneys, hearts, lungs, brain, blood, and skin. So the immune system normally protects the body against viruses, but bacteria and other foreign materials are involved with that. So I just wanted to let you know that. And our mission is educational awareness and advocacy. So what we're doing is we're pushing out resources. When people call up, we're letting them know about Angels That Shop and giving them that website so these people can knock on your door and, you can fill out a form what you need and they come knock on your door. And they're doing that all across the country. I did some research on the line with that, you know. And then also there's another entity where if there's someone you know in need of groceries, you can call the 702-462-2253. And these people are called the Just One Project. There's a variety of things that we are we're participating in. Also, there's a resource guide that we're letting people know about that is really excellent. Where to get school meals if you need school meals. And they'll let you know here the elementary schools in Nevada. So there's a whole list of that. And let me tell you where to go for that one. And that's the Nevada Independent, your state, your news, your voice. So there's so many resources, there's too many to talk about. So that's what we're doing. We're just bringing together the resources that we know of. So when people call and say, I don't have groceries, I don't have toilet paper. If you go to the dollar store, if you go to the 99-cent store, if you go there, they're giving toilet paper out, you know, free to a lot of these seniors. But also what they're doing, you can shop 8 to 9 for the senior 60 over, you know, at Smith's, Albertsons, because the seniors, you know, we can't run around like the youngsters trying to get food and whatever, and people pushing and fighting for one piece of toilet tissue. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So that's what we're doing, Edward.
Wow, that is great. I'm super excited to hear that. And that's what it's all about reference to getting the resources out to the general public, to the people who are in need. And then there are people who can't get out, like you said earlier.
Absolutely.
So my question is, with Lupus in Nevada, what is your organization doing to reach out to those that are shut in, that can't get out?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm calling a list of seniors that we know about, even the ones that don't have any autoimmune diseases, checking up on them, seeing how they're doing, what their needs are, and what I just discussed, giving them those resources from the Nevada Independent and from that project one that I just gave you, any type of resources we have, and letting them know to let them, you cannot come out, so can someone come to you? And most definitely they are doing that, you know. So that's the resources, because, you know, this is very, very dangerous. It's a pandemic, and it's dangerous. Our autoimmune system is already in question. So therefore, those of us with any autoimmune disease have to be very careful of the exposure to this virus that's going around, because it is very dangerous. I'm not taking this to stride that, you know, it's just lightweight. It is not. And also, main thing you have to do, and I let them know in a minute, you know, having my church and my members, I let them know that y'all need to go to Psalms 91. And it, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I trust. And that is Psalms 91, 1 and 2. But when you break it down, the promises from God, he says, I will rescue you. And that means deliver, cause to escape. I will protect him, set him on high place. That's what that means. I will answer him, respond and speak. I will be with him in trouble, and that is afflictions and distress. I will deliver him, rescue, to bring into safety and honor him, to make rich, strong, heavy with honor. And then the last two, with long life will I satisfy him. That's to have abundance in the journey and show him my salvation. Let him see my deliverance and victory. We got to stand on Christ, stand on the word of God. We can't be out there panicking, knocking people down, taking things from people. Come on now. That's barbaric.
Right, exactly. It is. And so with the communities, as we continue to grow and share this around the country in reference to the organizations, nonprofits, I'm looking at, like last week I had on Kevin Busey for Beaumont, Texas, his nonprofit organization to help homeless veterans. And look at the homeless people who may catch this disease, because they're out there in the midst of everything.
Absolutely.
And so they're just as vulnerable as anybody else. And what are we doing for that? And no one's talking about the homeless. So what we've done in the business that we have in iBoomerang, and as well as with our ride share business that we just launched here in Texas, with Vibe Rides, part of the proceeds will be going to help the homeless. And no matter what type of homeless you are, you still want to be able to get the resources. And that's what I like about what you're doing in Las Vegas with Lupus of Nevada, Dr. Williams, in reference to that. Not only are you the author of a book and also sharing, but also a motivational speaker, and also as a church, in the church, and having members there that's looking to you for guidance, what would be the best way to basically kind of keep in tune with what's going on, and how do you keep up tune with what's going on? What do you do to kind of get the information out to the public?
The first thing I do is have a talk with Jesus, Yahweh, and say, Father, where do you want me to go? What information can I give them that will be helpful for them? And for it comes, The information just comes. People will call me and say, hey, Dr. Williams, I got this, I got that, I got this. And that is just communication out there, being out there in the network. It's called, and you mentioned it too, community connecting with one another. If you are connected with your community, they're going to be connected with you. They're going to call you and say, hey, I got something here. I have this. I have some food for the little lady on the block. You know, what do I need to do to get it to her? Can I put it on her porch? And you call her up and tell her, you know, that there's some groceries on the porch for her. That's what you do. You got to connect with the community. If you're distant from your community, you have nothing. You have nothing. One person can't make it. It has to be a collaborative of all people working together for the good, for the good.
Wow, you said a mouthful right there, and that's my true belief in reference to what I do here on this edition of GTE Professional Radio, in reference to helping churches, small businesses, and nonprofit organizations to come together in the community where they are, where they can build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And it's true. If everyone comes together, no one lacks anything. And
that's right.
Just like how Jesus sent everybody out two by two, you know, and that is, it takes two. And if you do the
That's
two,
right.
it takes two, and you come out and help others as you help yourself, then you're not only helping them be blessed, but you're blessed in the process. And so with these things that we see now, it seems like right now the country is at a pause. We have to sit back and review and review everything that we've done so far prior to 2019 to now this year, 2020. Well, what's the vision?
Mm-hmm.
What is the outlook? Where do you want to go? How far do you want to get there? And what will it take
mm-hmm.
you to get there?
Mm-hmm.
And then who do you have
Absolutely.
In your support group that's going to help you build it up? You can't be an island, and
that's
I say
right.
this all the time with everybody. You can't be an island, and it's not all about you. It's all about
that's right.
who else
that's
you're
right.
bringing along with you. You know, and then,
that's
am
right.
I my brother's
that's
keeper?
Right.
Am I my sister's keeper? And the
that's
answer
right.
to that should be yes. Because it's
yes,
all of us
yes.
or none of us, you see.
That's
it's
right.
All of
we
us.
Have.
And so,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was saying
so
that's right.
That
we have a group of individuals. Yes, yes. And
mm-hmm.
I also want to mention, if there's any graphic artists out there, I'm doing my second book, and I need, you know, someone that's graphic that can do their thing so it would look the way it looks. It's a children's book. Talking about lupus, so that's another thing. And also, for those that wanted to know about our seminar, our educational summit in May 23rd, because May is Awareness Month for lupus, May 10th is the actual Lupus Day of Observance, we're just taking it day by day. We're taking it, I'm getting calls on that now, we're taking it by day by day. It's going to be at Springs Preserve, for those of you that live in Las Vegas. And we just have to take it day by day. We don't know what's going to happen. I'm not shutting things down with that. We're all in our homes, but still Springs Preserve and myself are going to have to, you know, say, okay, you know, because we have a contract with them. We're going to do it another month. See, I can't make that decision alone. They have to come in tune with me. So at this point, I thank everyone that has helped. I thank you, Edward Peterson Jr. I first of all, I thank God, and I thank you. I thank Wanda Bailey and Karen Green and just a variety, Charlotte Walker McKinney. There's just so many people that I thank my son, Emil Williams, and Caitlin McGee. I mean, there's just so many people that if I haven't mentioned your name, don't feel slighted because I got you in my heart. I just can't thank you. You know, lupus people have fog, so we can't remember things. So that's where I'm at now.
Right, right. Well, I am so happy that you are continuing the fight. You're not giving up. You're not stopping. And that's what I want to share with all the business owners, entrepreneurs, and of course with churches and nonprofit organizations across the country, that you should not stop doing what's necessary, what we have to do. Yes, we
Keep
have to be
going.
Cautious, and we have to pause a little bit, but we shouldn't stop, you see.
Yeah, tell them about the food
it's
for
like
the kids,
yield.
What we're doing
really?
With that.
Yes, sure, sure. And yeah, and we get to that. And so what we've done
okay.
in our business in iBoomerang is every free website that we send out to customers today, and they sign up, it helps feed children overseas of malnutrition, and we help feed them. We call it the Boom Foundation, and that's a big, big program that we are looking at. And our goal this year, 2020, is to feed over 15 million servings, have 15 million servings this year. We have 4 million right now, currently to date, as of February. And so as we continue the month of March through the end of the year, December, everyone who signs up for the free website, again, this is going to help feed children. And not only that, you also get a savings every time you book on any of these sites that we give out for free, whether it's hotel, rent a car, cruises, whatever. Then you also get a savings. And then, of course, that savings helps you, and it also helps that individual. It also helps Lupus in Nevada, where they generate so they can continue their costs, continue doing what they're doing on a regular, consistent basis. But it's all about consistency, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to stay focused on and continuing to march forward. We're not marching backwards, but we're marching forward so we can continue to serve as many as we can. Because, again, there are a lot of needs. And the Bible says the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. But not only that, we need to make sure we're stepping up and during this time right now, so we can help as many people out here as we can. And I have friends from Houston, from San Antonio, from Austin, from Dallas, Chicago, New York, everybody that's on this call, on this line, on this show, get a chance to look at what we can do together as a collective. Because together, everyone achieves more. That's what teamwork makes the dream work. And together, everyone does achieve more, and we need to make sure we're doing our part and we're not giving up. And the more we stay focused on that and the more we help each other, the better things are. And guess what? Everything starts to clear out. The dark clouds are fading. Everything comes out, and then the sun will shine. So we just need to stay on level with each other and be real about it and understand the seriousness of what we need to be doing. So I want to thank you, Dr. Mills, for partnering with me and for continuing your cause and continuing to fight. And as a 501c3 organization, what is your goal for the rest of this year, 2020, and the vision that you have for Lupus in Nevada?
Well, the goal, as it has been, is educational awareness. The more people we can communicate with via internet, which is excellent all over the world, that's important because people will start understanding what this disease is and they will take it seriously because lupus mimics other diseases. And so that's my vision, is educational awareness and advocacy. You know, we have to help our people. It's called going in the trenches. It's called supporting one another. You can do all the research you want, and please don't take this negatively. We need the research, but we also need the support key. We got to support these people in the trenches who are going through, who don't feel like living, who are having pain constantly. You know, isolation is a situation for us with lupus. We've always been isolated, those of us who have been, you know, diagnosed with lupus. There's nothing new to us, you know, an autoimmune disease. There's nothing new to any of us with these diseases because we have to isolate us. When we isolate the mind, and my goal is, you know, do something positive. Do something positive. And so my vision is educational awareness because that is the major soldier in our fight, is to make sure you know what you have so you can be the CEO of your disease. The doctor can't do it alone because he's a practicing doctor. But we have a God named Jesus Christ Yahweh that is a doctor. So we have to visualize and help these doctors understand, because a lot of them are trying to help. But you got to help them understand through educational awareness. That means you got to study. You got to know what you're talking about when you go in there. So they will say, oh, okay, well, you know what you're talking about. Okay, I'll listen to you. But if you don't, you're going to be lost. So the vision for 2020 is educational awareness and advocacy.
Well, thank you, Dr. Lynch, for that. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GCE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and it's almost, well, it is our time to close. It's only a 30-minute show, ladies and gentlemen, but we're going to continue this series in reference to what we're going to be doing to help each other, entrepreneurs, business owners, churches, nonprofit organizations. I wanted to kind of give something insight to that so you all can see that it's not just you. Your organization, your business, your church, we all need to come together in the communities where we are so we can help each other grow, build where we are, and continue to fight the good fight together. Because, again, we cannot do it all by ourselves. We're not an island. And so if we do this, the stronger our communities, the stronger we can see things through. And guess what? We won't lack anything. Everybody will be supply with what their needs and also their wants, believe it or not. And so it's what we want to do is you want to go to her website, www.lupusofnevada.org. You can see all of the information there and the dates that she talked about in reference to that. If you want to donate, you can do that too on the website. And it's a site that we've put together for her in reference to that. So, again, it's all about connecting the dots. It's all about us helping each other. And since Dr. Williams, you've been with your organization for over 17 years as a 501c3, mm-hmm. you've seen a lot of changes mm-hmm. and a lot of ups and mm-hmm. downs and yes, a lot of things going on as a nonprofit organization. So what do you think about people who are starting organizations or nonprofits in their own communities that don't have a cause or a situation there?
It's called persistence. The two and a half years we sat in the library with only one person and then about three people. And we just sat there. My dad is the one, and I give recognition to my parents. My dad is the one that said, you got to keep going. I don't care. You got to keep going. If there's just one person there, you got to keep going. Now, those people that were there, they have gone on to glory. But we were persistent. That's what you have to be. You cannot give up because you have one person, because that one person is like a million bodies in there. They can tell someone else and tell someone else. The key is do not give up. Do not let your flesh get involved with, I can't do it. Yes, you can.
Yeah, thank you for that, Dr. Williams. And we're going to close with that. And we're just going to close with that. Stick a pin there. And next time, Dr. Williams, we're going to have you back on the show to talk more in reference to the crisis and what you guys got going on over there. And we'll be in Las Vegas in August with our company, iBoomerang, and, of course, with our Vibe Rides. We're helping as many people, again, tack on to this technology company, this new business that's just launching in the States. And so we're only 1 year old. And we're steady, asking, and sharing opportunities with everybody to jump on. Because it's all about first mover's advantage. It's all about how many people you can help in the process. And you put enough people in the pipe and put them through the system, and the system works for them, guess what? You now just help them be free, and you're going to also be free. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in for this edition of GCE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and it's been a fun, pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother as well. I want you guys to keep the faith and always keep building the dream.